that there's a new item this year in the package from the Tshuvas HaMagid or Moshe Sternberg, Ha'oris, with regard to see the Kiddushin things should be Choshish for. And one of the items I was going to bring to your attention in another context, we spoke about Bulat Atmai last time, this year of Ksuvah, and how to write a Ksuvah for Gula, but there's an even more problem with regard to Sheva Brachas in the case of a Bula and or a case of a Chosin who isn't the male equivalent of a Psula, and that becomes compounded when you have a Chosin who is not a Psul and a Kala who's not a Psula. That becomes a subject of discussion. There's a Neidim Yehuda and a Sam Sefer, and that material is not in the package, but there is a short little item in the Tshuvas HaHanhogas citing the Machlokes and his opinion. I commented earlier that this is a situation which, it seems to me, the better part of valor and the best Eitzah under the circumstances is to recommend a honeymoon. I mean, ordinarily, honeymoons aren't recommended for two reasons. Number one, you have to have Sheva Brachas. Number two, is Eish Ben Eiris. What's the point of a honeymoon with a Psula? It's the wrong time. Wait a couple of weeks. Whereas if you're dealing with a Bu'ula and there's a problem with the Sheva Brachas in the first place, let them go off and have a good time. It's the best way to avoid Gamishbokhe, the problems that will arise, the embarrassment that they're not here, nobody knows the difference. In any event, you have the source there, and I think he refers to some safer and they view that. I don't know if he gives you the simonim, but they're easily found. So let me then go on to the first of today's topics, which is the Chuppah Achar Shkia Sachama. It's Inyone D'Yema, the Shkia today in New York, if I'm not mistaken, is in the neighborhood of 8:28, maybe off by a minute or two, can't be off by more than a minute or two. That's what happens this time of June, and it's fasting season. Virtually every Chuppah that I have been at in the month of June has been a Chuppah Bein Hashmoshes. So you've got a problem. You have a problem. First of all, Bein Hashmoshes is a problem. And you have a problem if the Yichud takes place after Tzeisek Yechavim, or Chuppah takes place after Tzeisek Yechavim, and you write the Ksuba before the Chuppah, you're writing it on the previous day. Is it a Shtar Muktim or is it permissible? And if you write it the next day and it turns out that the Yichud is before Tzeisek Yechavim, and we now won't enter into when is Tzeisek Yechavim, how many minutes after the Shkia, but you may now have a Shaila, not simply with regard to Tzeisek Yechavim, but a Shaila of a Shtar Mu'uchar, Ksuba, which is Mu'uchar. And that leads to the problem of whether Yichud is permissible without a valid Ksuba. Now, let me start from scratch. Number one, it would appear to me to be the case, at least, that there's absolutely nothing wrong with writing the Ksuba and dating it the date on which the Eidim signed the Ksuba. That is not how we generally define a Shtar Muktam. A Shtar Muktam is defined as predating the instrument. It's now 10 days in the Chodesh, and I write Rosh Chodesh. And the Eidim signed the 10th day, but they wrote Rosh Chodesh. And the problem with Shtar Muktim is very obvious. It's being Shabbat Lekuchi Shalikidim. The man owned the Empire State Building on Rosh Chodesh, and he sold it the fifth day of the Chodesh, and now he gets married on the tenth day of the Chodesh, or Trump Castle. And Trump is the guy who gets married. So he sold Trump Castle on the fifth day. It's not Meshubis for the Purim Ksuba, which might be very high. But you bring a Shtar that says Rosh Chodesh, you can be geir from the Lekuchus, and this case would be Kodesh like it did. So obviously a Shtar Muktam has to be possible. However, if you have a Shtar which is dated the day on which it's signed, we have a principle, Kaysin Leiv Apopi Shein Mal Dima. We don't know when the halva is going to take place. This isn't called ishtar mukta. Kaisin loyva afafishen malvi imay, he turns it over, and they're goyve kidin, because the shibud is chal from the date of the writing. The date of the chsimah, the edim create the shibud. So it would seem to me that ksuv is not different. What's a ksuv? Ksuv is a shtar chayv? Yes, obviously he's mechuyiv mitzah adin, at least for the mona messiah, he's mechuyiv. It's a statutory obligation. Chazal were mechayiv him, and you have a shtar to be mitzi from lekuchis, so it's a shtar chayv, which is mitzi from lekuchis, and you have whatever koil exists on the basis of simas oedim. And if a person wants to be mechayiv himself to a woman to pay her mosaim zuz, he chooses to call the ksuba, what do I care what he calls it? If she produces it afterwards and it says he owes her mosaim zuz, we'll come later. We'll see later cases there may be a problem if she can't prove that she was married in the first place. That may be a defense against the ksuba, because, well, we'll see in a second. But Al Koponim, if he wants to be Machayid himself and call her the Tzuba before the times that they're married, and later they get married, what's wrong? Why shouldn't he be able to do this? And I'll soon show you that I have, you know, there are clear rayas to say that you can do this. Rav Moshe, at least two places, first in the Divrei Moshe and later in the Igros Moshe, says you can't do such things. I'm not entirely certain why, but he seems to think that if you call it a ksuba instead of a shtar chayv, you can't be machayv a ksuba without marriage. Marriage is machayv a ksuba. There's no way to be machayv a ksuba without marriage. Yes.
The Mishnah, right?
Shtar mukta is accepted and a proof. Yeah, but different problem. Shtar mukta is generally possible.
When
shtar mukta is kosher. Well, I'm talking now not a shtar me'ucher. It is now 10th day of the month, and I'm writing 10th day of the month. The chuppah is going to be the 11th day of the month. That is not a muktam. That's not a standard muktam. A standard muktam is it's the 10th day of the month. I write the 9th day of the month, but I'm writing the 10th day of the month, and it is the 10th day of the month. Everything is emes.
Wait, but then now you're being machayev yourself from the
Fatima
earlier.
That's right. Who says
so
I can't? And what if it wouldn't be exuded? I'll write you a shtar udisot. Haredi mechayiv es atzmi. And without the halvud, this is the shtar, and here it is. I've got to wait, and you'll collect them the day I signed it. So why is the ksuba any worse? Because they called it the ksuba. So it should be fine. I agree, it should be fine. Wonderful. Ramesha disagrees with that. Ramesha says it's not fine. First, the rai is that it is fine. And incidentally, you have in the package, among other things, a tshuva of the Beis Yankiv, an early operin. He clearly says that it's kosher. I mean, there are operin who say it's kosher, explicitly. We have a thesis in Yudzayin on the Beis, actually two thesis. Thesis in Yudzayin on the Beis, the Gemara talks about a lost tshuva which is found. There's not Shabbal Moide, Yas Lisha. Doesn't say, sure, it's my wife's ksuba, she lost it, we're happily married, I owe her the money, and eventually it will be paid. In the meantime, give her back the ksuba, because if you don't, I will be able to live with her. So, b'zman shabal moedah, yas alisha, so b'zman shabal not moedah. So, we're not master the isha, I know it belongs to her. He'll say that it was parua, we're not going to give her back the isha. So, Tesis has some minor problems. It's your Zion the base, right? Right? Says Tesis, he says Tesis that essentially the Baal has them on this, but otherwise we don't give it back to the Isha. And he says that if she doesn't have the Ksuba, he could always tie in the Paraiti, and he would be Nemo to say Paraiti, and he would always have a Migu of Iat Ishti. A husband can always claim that the woman isn't his wife, and if he doesn't claim the woman isn't his wife, he admits it's his wife, and he's not claiming paraiti, we have no reason not to give it back to him. Now, one of the problems that Thesis doesn't consider is that maybe all of this is absolutely true, that he married her, only prepared the ksuba in advance, and that's why he got lost, because he didn't use that ksuba. He had to write a second ksuba, or whatever. He didn't write a ksuba, but this ksuba may have been predated. Tesis doesn't even consider that to be a problem, that maybe the ksuba predates the wedding. The fact that it may predate the wedding is irrelevant. As long as he's not claiming niyat yishti, he's not claiming per ID, there's no way that the ksuba can be fossil. That's an argument basically on the basis of what Tesis doesn't say. But there's another Tesis, and Rav Moshe brings this Tesis as a raya. I think the raya is a raya that is kosher. But Rav Moshe brings it as a raya saying that it's not kosher. And that Tesis is not here. It's a Tesis in Ksubas. Ksubas Zayin Omid Aleph. I don't have it here. Tesis has a problem with essentially the same kind of a problem. Tesis wants to know, how can you collect a ksuba on the basis of the Baal statement? So he says that the mona mosayim is nukhid mitzad hadin, and he can collect from the zman the eris nif labor, she becomes the nesuah. So he says, and what about the tesis ksuba? Answers Tesis, v'yesh loymar, that the Tesis ksuba you can collect because eidav ichsomov zochin loy, from the zman of the shtar, eidav ichsomov zochin loy. So I took it for Ramesh thinks it's a machloikis, the two lishonis of Tesis, that the second Tesis holds eidav ichsomov zochin loy, the first Tesis doesn't hold eidav ichsomov zochin loy, but it's impossible for the mono messiah. Tesis begins asking by mono messiah. And he answers. Then on the Tesis, he has to say, Eidah b'chsomov zochin loy. So, the wants to claim that there's a machlekes, the two truths of Tesis. To me, it's a dover kosher. Or that the two truths of Tesis say two different things. And Tesis is not chaser from the first eretz with regard to Mone and Mosayim. That Mone and Mosayim is only Mishas Chupit, Mishas Kibbe Erison at least. Tesis ksuba is eidah b'chsomov zochin loy. As I understand Tesis, Tesis is answering both kashis with the second eretz. That's the derech of Tesis very often. He has a kashi, he answers it. He's got a stronger kashi, so he has to look for a new teretz. And often the second teretz answers the first kashi too. I understand the inam, the eidah b'chsomov zochin loy, that he's eidah b'chsomov zochin loy is answering the basic question. The question with regard to mono messiah. When Eidah B'Sam Zochin Loi is a principle in Hilchos Torahs in general. Wherever you have it, Eidah B'Sam Zochin Loi, why shouldn't it create a Shiva for Mono Messiah also? Akhoponim, Rav Moshe seems to think that the first Teres of Tesis thinks that there's no Eidah B'Sam Zochin Loi for Mono Messiah. Okay, so be that as it may, again, the Vishankit certainly holds that it's permissible. That it's not a shtar muktzim, and there's no problem whatsoever. If not for Rav Moshe, I wouldn't have the slightest problem writing the date of the chasima, which is the day before the chuppah. The chuppah is taking place after Seisa Kekovim or Bein HaShemashes, and no problem whatsoever. It's a little bit difficult to do things connected to Rav Moshe. So you've got now the second problem. The problem is, and what are you going to do now? If you can't write today's date, then you have to write tomorrow's date. But that leads us to the problem of Yichud Bein HaShemashes. Are they allowed to be Miyachid? Not allowed to be Miyachid? If you delay the Chuppah until after Seis Kikovim, and we'll worry about defining Seis Kikovim some other time, then you've got no problems whatsoever. But how do you delay until after Seis Kikovim? One way is to make a long rush under the Chuppah. You know, you can filibuster, now you can delay it. Or you can use that as a photo op. Instead of having the chosen and kala spend time with the photographer after the yichud, let them spend time with the photographer before the yichud. You have to keep the eight day yichud around a little bit longer. But okay, I mean, yeah, those. So it's no worse than a chuppah nida, right? Chuppah nida, we hold this going in. So this great long hefsek, you know, I'm not sure it's a terrible hefsek. Sukim, but it's the Indian, you're only delayed because the yichud is technically also. I don't think it's the yichud chain of Rulabi. It's Rulabi, right? Assume it's Rulabi. But I wouldn't be too worried about the hefsek, particularly since we all the chuppahs need this kind of, so what? So there's no chuppah there at the time. There's no yichud anyway. So it's no worse. However, I have other aces. I don't think you're mechuyav to wait. And the problem is, why aren't you mechuyav to wait? So the first question is yichud also? Who says that yichud is also without a tzuba? I know that B is also without a tzuba. That if also lo mahashis is yishtei b'li tzuba. But also lo mahashis is yishtei, does that mean yichud also? Or does it mean only B is also? Even if there was no B at all yet, who says that this is the chal takonos chazal? You have, first of all, the Mechaber and the Ramo. It's the Mechaber's lotion is also lishyachi di makala kodim shichte vlog suva tzim samavov. That's the Mechaber. And comes the Ramo of yesh mekilim umatirin lishyachi vlog suva ubilvad shaloi yiva. The Ramos, he says that matiring the siyachet b'leik suba u'bilvad shlo yivu. The Ramos is matir yichud altogether. So we're not dealing with anything which seems to be so terrible. The only thing is offering rakashis for the machaber, and of course you shouldn't be miyaked without a tzuba. Now the problem is why? Even with Dasa Rambam, Dasa Machaber, is this part of the takone, or is this b'teiris, don't do it because if you're miyaked, you'll come with maybe it's maybe it's a chumra that came after the takone. Who says it's bichlal the original takone? The Shmuel on the words Oslo Shaki Machaber, which come from the Rambam, he says, Rambam likos of Oslo Shaki, Sorak Lishmoya, Mashma Lachatkil Yeshlasis Ken, Abu Isa Leke, no Lachatkila. No, if we're dealing with was even Machlokes Machaber and Ramo, and even for the Shitas Machaber, the Chumra B'Alma, I'm not sure there's a Chumra B'Alma for the Shomuetes of the yichud that's going to be only a couple of minutes when we know that it's not going to be boiled anyway. Kahai gafne, there's a chumra. And I feel in Kitzel Leimar, it's a gzeira mamish, which is certainly not how the Rishmon is with the Rambam. I'm far from certain that this isn't a milsav l'shchich v'leigoz v'rabon. Hachomi made a gzeira for the 20 minutes. Remember what this gzeira is all about. We're afraid, why do we have a tzuba altogether, and why is there an Easter to be boiled without a tzuba because of precipitous divorce? He may get angry, and he'll decide he wants to divorce her, so we're going to make him think twice, it's going to cost him money. What should going to be Matiyah, Kapshila, Yichudru, in those 20 minutes? Remember that by the time Sefer Yechovim comes around, the tzuba is there. And the tzuba is going to become valid automatically. So you're afraid that in the time between Shkia Sachamo and Sefer Yechovim, he's going to get angry, he's going to call a Sefer and Eidim, and he's going to be Mitzadar again in the Yichudru. And that Chazal had Mikheshish for this. If there's a Milsim Lishrich, this is certainly it. And see, what seems to me that Film Tim Suleimar is a Takone, but kind of this Milsim Lishrich, the Gold Rabbon. Now, frankly, I wouldn't have said that if not for the fact that Rabbon was not there anyway. And the Shmuel tells me it's a Chuvah B'Yalma, not part of the Xavier. But I think that all those things you can be Mistar of Lahokil. In addition, there are other sneaking in the Star of Lahokil. And some of these shailas essentially are not limited to the question of a chuppah ben hashmoshes, but the same thing happens. You can find a chuppah under the chuppah, it's happened. And now what are we going to do? You need to write it over on the spot, fine. But otherwise, is the yichud buta before you write over the chuppah? I mean, it's essentially the same kind of a shaila. Or, and this can happen, the chosan suddenly decides he's going to read the tzuba at 2:00 in the morning. Goes no room, and he discovers that there's a tzuba called at 2:00 in the morning. At this point, you got to write a new tzuba, tzuba the shtakat pei to usla in the middle of the night. But no, is it required to do this in the middle of the night? And who had been, you can have the same problem later with tzuba the irkasa. So now the shadows, then these, what I said till now isn't going to help you for all of those. But are there other sneaking to be mistaken? We'll worry about using them for more serious things later. But certainly for the yichud ben hashmoshes, the Rambo in Samach Vav again, but Siv Gimel. In Siv Gimel, the Ramah says, Mokin Shem Megarishin Rak Mrotzin Isha, ain't Sark Lifek Suba. Tehru Rabbi Negarishin, he can't be Megarishin Wim Bal Korfa, so what are you worried about? Chazal, they don't want him to divorce his wife precipitously, so it's going to cost them money. But now, it makes no difference, she won't take the get. Or she can demand much more than the Suba after Rabbi Negarishin. Now, after Rabbi Negarishin, the Suba is a pure formality. She can demand a moon and sixpence if she doesn't want to be divorced. So in Cain, this man asim dinus elu shem gash bal kor vashel isha mishum cheir and rabbi negershen ho yo efshir la hakel b'ksiva saksuba. That means to stay married without a ksuba. He says, avol amine eina minikein bein l'shanay. Fine. So eina minikein bein l'shanay. And again, for the 20 minutes ben ashmoshin for yichud, that for beit, you have another smith to be made, more than smith to be made. In addition to everything else, we got the Shittas of Mechaber, which the Mechaber, the Shittas of Rambam, which the Mechaber quotes in Sif Aleph, they don't need Sif altogether. That it's enough if you have a kinyan b'fnei eidim, a yidu all of eidim, v'yitim yodai, shukayad lamon rosayim, even without a written ksuba. The Yeshem says to Ramah, she'en lismach eidim rak b'shaz hatchak. Lomiyach, yesh lepnai, tzorech lichtai, very good. That will say, no, for Ksuba Dirkus, what have you, won't be lying on the Rambam. But here, for the 20 minutes, I think that you've got the Rambam here to rely on. In front, since the Ramah is not, to be sure, they consider only a Kumar Bialm. And if all of that isn't enough, I'll give you what I consider to be the best Eitzah, and it's the perfect Eitzah for 2 o'clock in the morning. And that is, the Chosin should take out a check and write a check. The name of the Kala for $10,000, which is more than the Shir Ksuba of holidays, and write on the little legend on the bottom when the gut says for what, he should say, Leproin Dmei Ksuba Sayyid. If Srori Atasay is good enough, you'd be Matis Srori. You'd be Matis Metalpulin for Proin Ksuba, you can certainly be Matis a check for Proin Ksuba. Now, even if a check isn't a shtarchoi, I maintain a check is not a shtarchoi, but Srori it certainly is. It's a way for her to collect what she wants. That he'll stop payment on the check. You know, if he's bigger than she is, and she's got the Talpulin, he can see some Talpulin too if he wants. Because all we're afraid she says he's going to go take it back from his wife. So, and if Srori has to say it's enough, so if she's got the check in hand, it should also be enough. And he doesn't have the $10,000 in the bank, so what's any worse? Then the chosid doesn't have 200 zuzin. He's going to start collecting the 200 zuzin. She's got the check, and she'll be able to collect it afterwards. And if you like, if you want to turn the check into a shtarchoi, you can do it easily. Check isn't a shtarchoi because it's the direction of my banker. Pay the bearer, or plainly ben plainly, on demand, kach v'kach. You can write, hini mischayev hazatzmi b'schum anal, before the signature, and then it becomes. It becomes a shtar. You make it turn into a shtar, it becomes a shtar. So, hini mischayev hazatzmi b'schum anal, leproin, make subasayev, and sign it. That will work for the 2 o'clock in the morning also. That's really weird. The other, for the chuppah ben hashmosh, I think there are enough others still. But if you don't like those, I think this is a nice, I think this even look up to you, like on the slightest reason why this wouldn't be enough. So again, the chuppah ben hashmosh, I'll give you all the aces for the chuppah ben hashmosh. Rav Moshe, I presume, would have said, write the next day's man, and don't have the yichud. It's the last day's bichovim. And he would have asked when Rav Moshe, when is the day's bichovim? He wouldn't have said there have been a time of the bichovim, which is a lot later than 72 minutes. Anyway, I'm not going to talk about that. I don't want to enter into that. Rav Moshe held the halach is like the Das HaGoyim. Shitas HaGoyim, Mishnah Berurah, that the Rabbi Natan, they held was a chumrah. The Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha says, also Lahokel connected the Goyim. There were people in other places who did Malachas after the Shia. He says, also Lahokel for the Rabbi Natan, but Seisik Yechovi, he says, Seisik Lahak. He's not Machriel Lahalacha, that's also. I mean, no Peshavis. And if you want to know when is the state of the performance for the Shishkus Adonim, that's not in Hilchos Yishus. That's not our Chayim Shara. We'll worry about that some other time. Maybe Karadin ain't Megal. But that's why I'm not terribly concerned with the problem of Yichud Bein Hashmoshes, because if you want another Smith to be Mistaret, it could also be after the Kikovim already. Even though people think it's Bein Hashmoshes, but Ladaus Hadayim is probably after the Kikovim. So you have all the Smithim together. I mean, I don't know what Rav Moshe said to do. He doesn't say what to do when you've got a Kuppah at 8:20 on a nice June day. But Rav Moshe, I'm sure, would have written the next man. I asked about Yichud. I don't know what he would have said about Yichud. I gave you my stories of Yichud that he didn't talk about. As far as I'm concerned, again, if everybody knows Rav Moshe, and you turn out to be the Amora, the Vishankim, nobody knows about. But Rav Moshe, everybody knows about. So if you have great the places and you're not concerned, so you write the day before. If you don't have great the places, or you're afraid that people will think you're an Amora, so you write the next day and worry about the Yichud. They don't even know it's the child in the first place. Yes.
Can we address the issue of the Kenyan? In this case, he was writing the later date. And he liked to make the Kenyan so that on the earlier date.
Right.
So presumably, if you want to literally go in line with Rav Moshe Shita, so the Kenyan cannot be Chal Mibolyom either, because you can't have a Tzuba Mitzvah.
Why shouldn't the Kenyan work for afterwards, like every Shabbat? I'll be Machai myself, only the Shiva.
So,
yeah.
So I heard someone once raised the issue that the Machaber quotes what he thinks is the ground up, that the problem of the Kenyan by
Suda. He thinks there's a problem of Kos of Kenyan and Suda Suda. Okay, and if there is a problem of Kos of Kenyan and Suda. So I'm doesn't work. So I'm left with eight of the songs up and without a king. So I'm left with the
star.
I hate to
belabor the point, but is there a problem of the city pick up on the star because they wrote the Kanina and there was no Kanina because the king might not
have been valid? It's not Mizuit because it's not book of the star that was written on the day in which he was sung, and it's got the star book on it.
It's like
the post
Gemara. Let's say they sign it without doing the king. So that's right.
Sure, but here I made a kinyan only. You're telling me it doesn't sound effective. So it's called for kinyan. It's called for kinyan. I made a kinyan and it was called for kinyan. I'm the worst possible thing. So it's the worst possible thing to have. Okay? I don't think it was not possible. So. Okay, so now we're holding at the Chuf already, and we come to the Shaila of Yichud Eidim. And everybody knows you have to be Miyachid Eidim, and you have in the package, the very first page, you've got Nafim Beluim, and I don't think I gave you the Ksois. Sorry? Ksois is there too? This is the end. Alright. I don't want to spend time going through the Ivra of the Ksois, but if you go through the Ivra of the Ksois, you will see that he quotes the Rishonim, and here we're dealing with page 95. Okay, we're dealing here with what is essentially a question in Hilchos Eidos. Nitz echad mehem koro lebosol Sanhedrin shayla. Only the Rishonim are in Machlokes. So nitz echad mehem koro lebosol. When you were dealing with Eide Hagodel, Nims Echemi and Korb Apostle Apostles, the whole cat. And if we're dealing with not Eide Hagodel, but Eide Mikuve, we've got a problem. Nims Echemi and Korb Apostle should apostle everything. So here you have a Rosh, a Rivo, a whole bunch of Rishonim in Makis. And if you will have an apostle who's standing around at the time that person enters into a halvod, and there's now Nims Echad Korav apostle in the cut of the 18 who saw the halvod, is this going to apostle everything? So the Loshon HaRosh is Lav Kol Kaminei. A person can't apostle if the Baal Din doesn't want me to apostle, obviously. if this is a person who's about to commit an act of fatigue, he's going to do something to tighten his best, and he wants as many psulim as possible. The more psulim they're here, the less chance that he's going to be nanash, because he has a nims effet karv also. The person who wants to borrow money, and he has to give his shtar, because otherwise he's not going to get the money, he wants to start his grocery. So here you have the svar of lav kol kaminei. A bottle can't mix into something which isn't his affair in order to do harm to the baal dover. And the rush says essentially the same thing with regard to eidei kedushin. And if you have eidei kedushin who just happen to be here, but they're not intended to be eidim, then they can't possibly. So says the choice. That Lachain Roy Venochum, the Homo Sadra Kedushin, Lazarus, Akadim, Shastush, Yael, Adim, Yukodim, Mukhovoni, Lahoi, Tim Lakin, Havli, Nusach, Korvi, Kosal, Kivin, the Maimisham, Ain, Behuvi, Sulim, Macheri, the Af, Agatha Zevada, Shapsulim, Machad, Lahoi, Akol, Aksherim, Gauti, Machad, and Havli, Nusach, Korvi, Kosal, Vine, Vidro. He says, the story is going further. He says, Afagat, second. He says, "In came Vaday Roy Lasis for the second of the broad lines. Vaday Roy Lasis with Dush Beishle Yishum Chas Yidushin Shei Chasuchon Biyaznus Vay Lefomim Shamasadu Sheshvim Suli Kurva Vayilum Einim Rochid Mesutchar Ein Rain Ben Shemim." So therefore, of course, it should be Mekadesh. It should be Miakad Eidim for Yidushin. Roy Vindulhas Mishna Adim Shari Mishishan Biafos Loshikidushin, the Kvarkos of Hasmach, the Roy Lizoyer Boze. That's the choice here. Now, when you come to the Avni Muluyim repeats essentially the same thing. He says, here's his cotton vov someplace. He says that he quotes what he wrote in the choice. And says, the Yirish, him his mamal the aidim sharing, the om du craving sumath in kivin lohoi, while he's the besen, loy nispat lo aidus ak sheri. The kivin yichudus, eidov, lav kop kiminayu, lav zuzem, mamaynai. That's the loshin of the Rosh. And then he proceeds to say, ulefize, kivin yidu tuch sorach aidim luguf adover, vokinam afil bestomo, says he, since it's lav kol kaminei, then the chosno he clearly wants only eidim sherim, so we don't say nisach korvei pos dusim betelo. Other than dini nefosh leki the eidim, av kolech be kavon eidim begidim kedushin, tzuichon shem be kavon shu kedushin be eidim mekach poedim by the kedushin. Kol mekaven le'edim datei alak sharing v'sule mitzvah they crave v'sule. Says the Avni Meluim. Remember, he's the choice, the same person. He says that the chosn is definitely datei alak sharing even without yichud. The zebor he adds for good measure. Then omnom the sefer says achreishin kosavnu deroy v'nochem kol mesavik kedusha akedim k'shem shas kedushin. So it's now the Luim Sakum Rebellion. And in the Tzayis, he explains why it's Sakum Rebellion. Not because it's Mephakik in the Svara, but he says sometimes if you're not Miyakid Eidim, there's nobody who sees. It's only Krebim who see. And then you don't have Eidim Kedushin altogether. But the Avni Luim says clearly you don't need Yichud Eidim Mitzad Adin. So, what's the Yichud Eidim for? The Yichud Eidim, you know, there are a number of sources that I gave you in the package. Some of them are miyachesed to the Briskerov. Basically, it goes back to Rav Chaim. And all Mipiyah Shmur. Mipiyah Shmur, they say that Rav Chaim was Medaik, the Loshon HaRosh. If you go back to it, I purposely skipped the line. The Rosh, I read you the first part of the Rosh, where the Rosh says, Lav Kol Kaminei, to pass all the Kiddushin if the Chosn doesn't want him to be an aid, and then he repeats it a second time. He says, Avol, it's six lines from the bottom, five lines from the bottom, at the beginning of the line. Avol Hamaz Minas Eitov, Vahoisias Achirim Makwal Eidim, Lat Kol Kbinayel, Levatol Eitov, says Reb Chaim. Look at the words of the Rosh. What does the Rosh say? Hamaz Minas Eitov, comma, Vahoisias Achirim. So not only do you have to be Mazmin Sherim, but you have to be Moitzi everybody else. So that's the source of this, to the exclusion of all others. Or as I have heard, the Siddur Shachasnes and the Mocha there is certainly not Reb Chaim, un al ander everin gepasel. How you can pasel, I don't know, but that loshen means that we're excluding the others, that the Chosen doesn't want the others. And it comes from the Haitzias Acherim of the Rosh. Now, how can the Avin and the Luyim quote this and say you don't need to put them all together? And the answer is very simple. Take out the comma. If you read it with a comma, these are two separate things. Mazmin as ego. V'hoitzias acherim. However, if you take out the comma, or better, put in the second comma, and it becomes in opposition. It's hamazmin as ego. And that automatically serves v'hoitzias acherim. How are you making acherim? By being mazmin the eating. Number one is a double portion, that's how the Avin Luyim learned the Rosh. And even if he was wrong, then it turns out it's a machlokes rishon, because you look in the Ritzvot, you look in the other rishonim, say the same thing the Rosh does, and they don't include this little phrase, v'hoitzias acherim. No, if it's a machlokes rishonim, so it's a machlokes rishonim, but we don't ordinarily create machlokes rishonim when there's a way to explain that both are saying the same thing. And if you read this phrase in opposition to the first phrase, it's no machlokes at all. In which case, Reb Chaim is wrong. But who can say Reb Chaim is wrong? So you've got this kumra of being miyachid eidim, not just being miyachid eidim, but being meitzi everybody else. Now that, as the Kseis pointed out, is a kumra not also a kula, but also a day takol. On previous occasions, I brought in an item in what was then the Al Gavina journal. Big headlines in Yiddish. There was a chassan involving an enikel of Rav Shach, the friend of Rav, and the headline went something like, is the chassan by Rav Shach enikel given a postal of chuppah, something to the story. What happened? After the chuppah, they discovered one of the edim was postal. So, it was a problem. What are you going to do? So, did whatever they did. It's not my ace. But what the Kseis is talking about can happen. The Kseis was afraid, without Yichud Eidim, nobody sees who's standing on the Chuppah. Everybody on the Chuppah is apostle, except for the Tzaddik Kedushin, and the two Eidim. General, who's standing there? The Machatonim was standing there. And the photographer, I don't know, maybe he's the next kosher. But this Shaila happened before. You have at least two places. And those are important. Forget about Shaila Yichud Eidim. They're important in themselves. These are the Yaguna problems. There was one is the Chavos Yoyah, and the second is the Tshuva Samsoi. I think they're both in the package. In the case of the Chavos Yoyah, the Rov was sick, he sent the Shefer to the Sadr Kedushin, and it turned out the Shefer was one of the 18, it turned out it was a Korah for something. So now the Shaila is it a valid Chuppah even without the Miyakit 18 in advance? Now, there, they may have been Miyakid Eidim, but they certainly didn't say V'hoitzias Acherim. If they say V'hoitzias Acherim, that means that they're no Eidim. Lav Kol K'minei, the word says. You can't be an Eidist for somebody who doesn't want you to be an Eidist, at least for Kiddushin, for milk, or what have you. So there, the point was that you didn't have, that the Chavos Yoyah is, what do the Eidim have to see? Do they have to see Monsieur Tzadabas? Don't they have to see Monsieur Tzadabas? Is that numdin enough? So the Chavos Yoyah says that, in effect, whatever happened there, that was sufficient in order to establish a numdin for Kiddushin. You saw the Choskim with the Tzadabas, and later it's with Tzadabas Yoda, and you heard people saying Mazel Tov after they are sinned, that's enough. That's enough to create eight. The Chassam Sefer goes beyond, far beyond. The Chassam Sefer says, and this is probably the same around, it can happen. You have a chuppah, and the Mesavah Kedushin is, who knows who he is, and the A-Deem aren't A-Deem sharing, and there happen to be two guests in the back of the hall, caterer, the shamans, who knows who. They're sharing, but nobody else here is sharing. Everybody else is either a Gariah or a different kind of a Kohen, including the Masada Kedushin and his A-Deem. Do you have Kedushin? Don't you have Kedushin? Says the Sam Sofer that even if there are two people standing in the back of the room who are sharing him, it's also good enough. Why? Because he says as long as the room is b'tiv gitin v'kiddushin and hakol yedim loma kalvin nesus lukupin, and the Rov knows what he's doing. So we have an umtana that creates a mysterious atabas, and the edim are edim on the umtana. The Sam Sofer held that's sufficient. Now that can create a kumra afterwards if you're worried about whether you need a get from all of this. And I'm not going to worry now about the Maplatius from Ravagin with regard to whether it should be afterwards. But even in terms of Kedusha Kesef, it sounds like you have Kedusha Kesef. But not only you have Kedusha Kesef, but if something goes wrong, you've got backup or fail-safe aiding. And if you exclude everybody else, then you can have problems like the house of the Rav Shach's grandson, granddaughter. You can end up without aiding. So what's the point of being macy everyone else? But you can have your chumrah and have it in a way that it won't come l'day michshel. You can have your cake and eat it too. I think it's a very simple way. There's Avin Bloom was talking about something else, and it's not negayas. But the Avni Meluim offers a solution to a problem that doesn't raise. And that is when you are Miyafet 80, who says you're Miyafet 80? You're Miyafet 28. And when you're Meitzi 80, all you really want to do is be Meitzi as Hafulim. So the way to do it is to be Miyafet Pliny and Pliny Adam Eidai to the exclusion of those who are anyway disqualified. Is that another phrase? Not to the exclusion of all others, but to the exclusion of all others who are not qualified to be aiding. I don't have to be Macy Sherry. Why should I be Macy Sherry? The more Sherry, the better. What kind of harm? That way, you can have your chumra and eat it too. You know, it can satisfy everybody. It's certainly the simplest way. Yes.
I missed. Why exactly, normally when aiding normally if a populated part of a group, the whole group is
Right, correct.
And here is the difference. Here is the major thing that separates that.
The Rosh is for Lav Kol Kamina. You can't go ruin my Geshef. I'm a balabos on my halvah, I'm a balabos on my Kiddushin, and you as apostle can't come and interfere. Who are you? Neil, I'm doing a Beira. Everybody's a balabos. It's not my private business. But my private business, if I don't want you to be an egg, you're not an egg. That's Lav Kol Kamineh. Now, all we're showing you is the same phrase. Lav Kol Kamineh, you can't ruin him. Just Agav, and since we're talking about the Mekash, with Eidim Suling, I hear tell, in fact, I've even seen it in writing, that in Eretz Yisrael, people are giving advice to be Mekadesh Datsuki with Eidim Suling, because they're afraid of Aguna problems, Mamzeva's problems, Behule, and their solution to the problem is not to have Kedusha in the first place. And assuming that Kedusha Bia don't exist, now there'd be Machlokes and solve other Machlokes. I'm not sure you've really solved the problem, but even if you thought so, I have problems here. They think that if you have Eidim Suling, you don't have a hook in the first place, so therefore you don't need a get, and you're not going to have Mamzeva's problem. As far as I'm concerned, I just can't believe any responsible person would make this as a suggestion for a number of reasons. And that is that if you're dealing with Avar Yonim or Koshbo, hold over also, but you know, at least until recent times, and I'm not sure even until today, there may be some people who still have a shemit in Kedusha HaSimsara, a person till you know, during the Anu, they could do cold over also, but they were Gidurim Baroyas. And Pony Apollah from Lee to them was at least a fee of Mrs. Besman. They didn't know the difference between a Pony Apollah and an Ishish. To get married without Kutu Kiddushin, to engage in any such prohibited activity, Mandaharshmet. And there are still people who, whatever they do, but they don't want to be a Pony Apollah from Lee. The same person may afterwards, when the going gets rough, he or she may get married without a get. Yeah, Yisrei Tatzvay. But now what's Yisrei Tatzvay? Now he can take off the Yisrei. He wants to take off the Yisrei. And you're going to be mashu him the Yisrei. From that ball up, do you? To mamish olish neiva. I don't know what the heter is for that. Besides that, what about the Nesara Kedushin? He's making a bracha, and there's not going to be Kedushin altogether. That's called a bracha l'hatol. And there's not going to be Kedushin afterwards either. And I know that these become volatile, so the bracha helps for later. But there's never going to be Kedushin afterwards. So what's the bracha for? It's his bracha l'hatol. He's mimachus himself in this bracha l'hatol. And finally, to me, it's yetzer alkalono in a certain sense. We'll talk about this in a second. He'll got me another matter, another problem. I hear tell that there's such a thing called rachash geld. You probably never heard of rachash geld. Rabonim, chazonim, shamosim. You used to get a percent of the nut. That was, you know, was the fee. But I still hear that the Sadri Kedushin get best pot fees. Now, what are you paying them for? I mean, you're paying them to be Mesadri Kedushin. At least I think you're paying them to be them. You're paying them to be Mesadri Kedushin. So I'll show you some links what you're paying them for. But you're paying them either to be Mesadri Kedushin, if not Kedushin, there's no fee, or you're paying them to make the bracha. You certainly don't pay them to make the bracha at all, I hope. Either way, the fee becomes gezel. How can you be the Sadr Kedushin and take a fee who wasn't Kedushin? The whole thing to me is mind-boggling, but okay. Let me talk about the other area in which the fee, or what the fee is for, becomes an issue in halacha, and that is... And you're going to have 80 psulim on the chuppah too. The same 80 psulim on the chuppah. There's nothing. And not even the Dorim of Lamed Yoin, because they're doing this out in the Kibbutz, who knows where there's no sharing around for who knows how many
Torahs.
That's what they want to do. They want to say there's never 80 anything. Yes, sir.
According to the conclusion of what we're saying, so maker and maid don't need any yulei, but it should be sufficient to just say lomi and lomi argei. But Rabbi's recommending
even according to Rav Chaim that you have to be meitzi the psulim, but I don't have to be meitzi the other sharing. The Rosh of the Rosh was the meitzi of the psulim. I'm doing what the Rosh said. I'm being meitzi the psulim.
That's the best to say that Kolonia and Almonia are the eight divisions. Lahotzi, Kolakarov, and
Kolakarov. Lahotzi, decorating the psulim. What do you want to say in English? To those who are otherwise disqualified. To those who are, to the exclusion of those who are in any event disqualified.
The Rebbe would not recommend what the back area has, I think, when Zas came, that all the sharing are the AV tuition, because then you get involved in the sharing and we're not paying attention, so it might be
fine. That only complicates it. It becomes like I want maybe another witness, but I want all of them. And if I said all the Ksherim, I still haven't accomplished anything, because the Frank says I have to be Maisi the Akherim, so I still have to use the common law. So it hasn't accomplished too much.
This is
helping the point of the brother says by seeing that the team already comes to eat
if you
say you swallow
two of them by the end of the season.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for everybody. Otherwise you never have a Kuba chair for the club. Absolutely. Okay. Now the problem is whether the Rov can be one of the 8-day Kedushin. And remember that in a certain institution, this is a major problem with regard to ordination of women. The big problem is they got to be the Sadr Kedushin, which is possible ages. Establishing the Sadr Kedushin is possible ages, thus it sounds like a little bit ludicrous. There aren't enough 80 rounds out there, and the answer is no, there aren't enough 80 rounds out there, because you can have a chuppah in which there isn't a kosher in the room. So who do you use? You use the caterer and the rope. And the other people may be disqualified. I'm not going to enter into whether our Machalik Shabbos is Manet, whether they're sharing or not sharing, but you know, for some places, even the Machalik Shabbos is Manet who aren't sharing. So the Rav often finds himself called upon to be one of the 8-day Kedushin. And now the problem is he kosher to be an 8-day Kedushin or not? And the first source that I know of this is in the Yad HaLevi, Yitzchak Bamberger. He says that he heard from the Avron being that the Rav can't be a Kedushin, the time Lushamah. He just heard that the Masada Kedushin can't be made, like I got a safer not safe to get or something, that the Masada Kedushin can't be made, the time Lushamah. It's clear, why not? Why shouldn't he be? So later comes the Binyan Tzion, in other words, and they explain why. The Binyan Tzion is Megala the Sod, and he says, because the Rav gets paid. And what's he getting paid for? For being Masada Kedushin, which means he's a Negeya the Edus. He's got to have a Kedushin that are Kedin, because if you don't have Kedushin that are Kedin, how can he collect a fee? So he's like a Negeya the Edus. And the being seated, pardon me, himself disagrees. He says, that's not what you paid the Rav for. You're paying him Star Brochet. And he's not negay at all. He's just getting paid Star Brochet. Okay. Now, in point of fact, I mean, I think there's a Chesed Mishnah charge here. And what is the Rav being paid for? I mean, after what are any of the Rav
being paid for his time? Like a show, when the show takes half something, it's
possible. You pay him a little bit more than Star Batola. So at least once upon a time he did. The Rachash Guild. No, that wasn't. And that was the source of income. But the Rav wasn't getting real salaries. They got the fees, and the fee from the chuppah, that was the major source of income. And it was a percent that was easy to collect because it was like an income tax. The property tax, a percent of the not, money's changing hands. Whenever money changes hands, government is here to skim off a little bit. That's what's happening here. It's painless. You know, money is changing hands, so you take a little bit off the top, and that becomes the rope salary. Now, that was the major source of their income. So the Binyan Tzion says, no, what he's getting is Yitzchar Brochet. Now, this becomes a Chesed Mishpat Shaila. You'll hire a Rav from the side of Kedushin, and afterwards it will turn out that the Kedushin were invalid. You have a time in Chesed Mishpat to get your money back. Now, forget the Binyan Tzion. If you would ask me, and what's the Rav doing here? I need a Rav for a Chuppah. He's just a little bit less important than the caterer. You can get married without a caterer. You can get married without a Rav. What's he here for? He's here for only one thing. He's here for the same reason that you go to an attorney to draft a will. What do you need an attorney to draft a will for? You do it yourself. When you do it yourself, you proceed at your own risk. And if you don't have any legal background, you're likely to draft an instrument that's not going to stand up in probate. So you need somebody who knows what he's doing. So you should have something that's valid legally. No, I need the Rav here to make sure I have a chuppah v'kiddushin kiddin. That's what he's here for. I don't need to make the brachas for him. I can make a bracha myself. No, so they made it already. It originally was for vayish mishin yideya, like the Baal Kli in shul, that you let you read yourself, but they don't let you read yourself. At least among Ashkenazim, they don't. They shloim vayish mishin yideya. So you don't let the host make the bracha. Shloim vayish, the one who doesn't know how to make himself. But that's not where he let the shamans do it. What does the Rav have to do? The Rav is there to make sure he's got to supervise the mysterious Matabas, the Aidin, v'chule. That's what he's there for. But the Beinstein says no. He's there for to make the bracha, and therefore he's not negeya b'edusay. And the student of Chavis Yoyer, it turns out one of the things he talks about, the Chavis Yoyer says that if the Aidin turn out to be psulim, still you have Aidin sharing because the Rav was standing there. And he didn't think that the Rav was possible because he collects the fee. But this is the Rav Avraham Bin thought that the Rav is possible edus because he's collecting the fee. Okay. So, well, I don't know what that means. It doesn't mean you have to forego fees. I suppose what it does mean is that you should try to have other aid, not be the aid yourself. Or maybe even to stipulate that the fee isn't for a supervising valid kiddushin. I once heard a story from Rabbi Yankee's Kerner Brochet himself. He was a Rav in Toronto before he came with Yeshiva and Derev Das, and once he had a chuppah and the chosen didn't pay him. So he went after the chosen to the train station to go to the honeymoon to ask for note for the fee. And he repeated the story. He said he's sure to this day that the Boston thought that he was an ambulance chaser, money grubber, he needs his money. He says, why did he do it? He was the Gala of the Sud. he was Megalul Asod. At the time, to me, it was Asod because I was a little bit too young to have looked at any chubas in the Meshit Dover, but the Meshit Dover, as others talk about the Masabit Kedusha for people who aren't with their entire Mishpacha. And the Meshit Dover says that the Masabit Kedusha for people who aren't Nizer in Taras Mishpacha is certainly awesome. It's no different from giving somebody a piece of bread that he's not going to make a bracha. That's also, at least Ramos says it's also. Shlomo Zalman has this. Ramos says it's also. But there's no law that says I can't have a bakery or grocery store and sell to people who aren't going to make brachas afterwards. What's the difference? The difference is that people don't give away food for nothing. This is, at least in Israel, but people prefer money, he can get it someplace else also, he doesn't need me. So there's no, at least in Israel, it's Messiah, it's Megalithnai, Bukulay. And the nation Dover says it's for Sidur Kedushin. It says, the Messiah Kedushin, the Chinon, for people who are not Yisrael Taras Mishpachi, it's also. To be Messiah Kedushin for a fee, that's Mutter, that's no longer at least in Israel. So what the only point I'm making is that you may even have a reason not to be mevatel on the fee, but find other aiding. Okay, we're now holding at the chuppah. We have now the aiding, and we're miyachid the aiding, and now we're ready for the birkas erusin, and the mic is on. Now the problem is birkas erusin, v'adin birkas nesuin on a microphone, and as you might anticipate, wherever there are two possibilities, there are three sheeples. There are some who maintain that it's perfectly okay on the microphone, others who maintain that it's not perfectly okay, and others who maintain that it's sophic okay, sophic not okay. And what's this all about? And the marker of all of this is Mikra Megillah on the microphone. That's where you'll find all the meaning. Can you be made to somebody with Mikra Megillah on a microphone? I don't know of any Bar Samkul claims that you can be made to somebody with Mikra Megillah on the radio, on the television, certainly not on the tape. And Laniyah's Daiti, not even on the telephone. I hear tell the women who want people to be made to them with Havdolah on the telephone. I don't know how you can be made to anybody with Havdolah on the telephone. And certainly not Mikra Megillah on the microphone. If you ask me why, the tape, you everybody understand, even a videotape. I listen to a tape, so I listen to a monkey parroting, but the tape is parroting. It's not a gavra, it's not a person. How can somebody be mixing me if there's no person who's there? Now, if you're dealing with a radio, it's the same thing. I don't hear a person talking, I listen to a radio. I hear radio waves, or whatever it is that the radio waves are set in motion. Obviously, I'm hearing sound waves. But the sound waves came from radio waves, not from a person. It's the same Shiloh with a microphone. The Gemara says that he hears Schaefer from standing outside the bar, and the guy is being tekeya in the bar. You can't tell whether you're hearing the kol Schaefer or the kol havar. The shaila here is when you listen to somebody on a microphone. I mean, the basic shaila comes to the question: do you hear him or do you hear the microphone? There is no question, at least to me, that you're sitting in a huge hall and somebody's reading the Megillah up front, and you're sitting in the back, you hear the microphone and not the person. What does it mean to say you hear the microphone? Everybody, I presume, knows how a microphone works. You talk into a piece of metal that holds, and inside there's a piece of latex, and as you talk, a piece of latex starts vibrating, and all kinds of metaphysical things take place in here, and on the other side, out come sound waves. And those sound waves are generated not by me, because I don't sound like what's coming out of the microphone. The sound is generated by these electronic vibrations. That's what causes the sound to come out. That's not a human voice. It's a different kind of voice. You're sitting in the back of the hall, you hear the microphone, you don't hear the person. I did a cast that a microphone on Shabbos, from Zalman and others, they call the klishir. It's a musical instrument. I'm not here, I don't hear the person. A megaphone isn't the klishir. You get a megaphone, you want to start a condition with a megaphone simply takes the sound waves and pushes them back, one against the other. You hear the human voice, it becomes magnified, but it's the human voice that set into motion these sound waves, which ultimately hit the acoustic nerve, which produces the sensation of hearing. But when you've got a microphone, it's the electronic voice that's doing all of this. Yeah.
What if there's a hearing aid involved? Does that have a bit of a microphone?
A hearing aid is a microphone. It's not around Shabbos, so that's a different problem.
Oh, what the chosen has to have a hearing aid?
If the chosen has a hearing aid, again, forget about the hearing aid. And what about Mikra Megillah,
right.
Kia Schaefer? If he can't hear it without the hearing aid, he's on the Rachmana Patra. Tell him to take out the hearing aid. Hearing aid means by definition there's residual hearing. Otherwise, the hearing aid doesn't help. And let him stand next to the Baal Keira and listen carefully. And the Kia Schaefer will hear from the Baal Keira if he's standing close to him. Otherwise, let him read himself. And if he can't read himself and he can't hear, so Nebuch, what can I do? It's almost like Manapatri. He'll be a chosen who's in Ishmael Ben Medaber. We'll worry about the Siddur Kedusha for a chosen in Ishmael Ben Medaber another time. Who's going to make the Birkas Seirusin for him? But that's not what we're dealing with. Let him take off his hearing aid. Huadin. Mele for ordinary kriya satira, it may not work. You may not be mechuyif. He won't hear every word of a whole long sefer. But for Mikra Megillah, he's particularly when he's not hearing the shul, but somebody's reading for him, or even for Parshas Zohar, if he stands right next to the Baal Keira, he'll be able to hear. Sorry, yes. Who has to hear the brother? Well, for starters, the boss not the other brother. He's the one who's believing this brother, right? I know the Taz who says that everybody's believing the brother. That may be an additional fear that only compounds it. But the boss is certainly the believer. How can he make the call the Taz? How can he make the boss if he doesn't hear?
That's
the Taz in your day from an hour. Go to Shmita. With the machaber, with an Elaine, whether he's an Inish Shemayev, he's a Medaber, he's a Tzadishek, somebody else. So actually, it's just a Taz. The Beis Yosef in where is it? In Lamed Dalet or Lamed Hei in Ebenezer. It's the Beis Yosef Hashem Haran. That the Birchas Erisin is the Birchas Hamitzis, it's the Birchas Egoet. And everybody's complete, not only the host and everyone else. So Birchas Hamitzis, if you're not able to make the bracha yourself, so somebody else can make the bracha. But if you can make the bracha yourself, so the Eis Hamitzis is supposed to make the bracha. My Shane came to the Birchas Hamitzis, which I'm also complete, if somebody makes the bracha, I'm the wrong, I'm making it for me. I'm making it for the host. But yeah, that's the tie. And the Shakti doesn't agree with that. But so what? Even if I'm making it for me, if I have to be made to the host, and also he's certainly not believing the bracha. And how can I be made to the host if he can't hear? So everybody time is that the host hears it from the roof. He doesn't hear the microphone. So okay. So my problem is that everybody else is also going to, if everyone believes, you got to hear it. They're not being engaged. If everyone believes in the roof, I can't be engaged if I'm standing in the back and I hear only the microphone. So let the roof say it out loud and get him Seder Kedushin with a strong voice. That should be a Hebrew Seder Kedushin. Get somebody with a strong voice. Everybody can hear it. Who had been the Birkas Nisui. But Rav Moshe maintains that a microphone is nothing. Don't ask me why. But there are only two people that I know who say it explicitly. And that's Rav Moshe and the Minchas Halozer. They think that a microphone is no different from a human voice, even though Rav Moshe was told that there's something in there, this piece of gummy or rubber, whatever it is. He says it makes no difference. What you hear is the human voice. And what can I do? I mean, the Chatas Nurim called Nadal. I know it's not a human voice. He thinks that it is a human voice. And that's why he says it's Mutter. And so he says it's Mutter even Lachatila. So for them, there's no problem. There are people who think it's a Sophic. They don't really know. The Mikroi Kodesh of Pirsh Pesach Frank. He's Mesupic. He doesn't really know what a microphone is. Now, some people claim that the Chosin can hear from the Sadr Kedushin if he pays attention. Maybe and maybe not. I don't know. And I can tell you one thing. I've had experience with microphones. I've spoken on a microphone. Not Sadr Kedushin on a microphone. But I've spoken on microphones, and I've tried the experiment because in the middle of there are times when I cannot hear myself talk on the microphone. I can hear only the microphone. There are times when I can hear myself very well, and there are times when I can hear myself plus the microphone. And I can move back and forth in front of a microphone and tell you exactly when I can stop, when I don't hear myself anymore. Now, if that happens to me talking in the microphone, how do I know what the fussing deer is, the dozen deer is standing physically around me? And besides everything else, and what about the Taz and everybody else out there in the world also, I am affected in whether the Chosin can hear the Masada Kedushin, and not only that, but Trey Kali, whatever the language is. But Mishnah Berurah, Kiddush in the Sukkah, the woman wants to hear her husband's Kiddush, nobody else. If she is Mason Lev, I did the Kiddush, she can. So you got to tell the Chosin, listen to me and don't listen to the microphone. What's the Chosin, nothing else on his head. But to be careful, to listen to the Masada Kedushin and not to listen to the other sound, which he is definitely hearing also, the sound of the microphone. It's a problem. At least I regard it as a problem. And you'll find there's some, including Rav Shlomo Zalman, who, and it's almost Lashitosa, he thinks the microphones are placed here on Shabbos. He says clearly that you can't be Yetzim Mikram. They don't talk about Siddur Kedushin. It's the same thing. You can't be Yetzim Mikram Megillah on a microphone. Okay. Now, I'm sorry?
You can say Amen, because it's no worse than
the... Yeah, it's no worse than the Zangership of Mitzrayim. You can say Amen, you didn't hear the Brocha. But that doesn't mean you're Yetzim the Brocha. It doesn't accomplish anything. And the same thing is for the Shavuot Brocha. No difference. The Ksuba you can read on a microphone. No problem, read it on a microphone. And the drush on the microphone, of course. And the drush is the most important part. That could be on the microphone. That harayat and kadeshis could be on the microphone if you want. I mean, again, I won't enter into the problem of whether Kala has to hear from the host and he gives it there, even if he doesn't hear it, it's also good enough.
And the
ADMC? Suki Vaisini, I mean, yes. I mean, somebody wants to come with the chumrah that even the
higher.
Where is this good to be? It's good enough. It's fine. Okay, let me talk a little bit about the nusach, the birkas erusin. The shakishon mitzvahs is on alroyis, vosal on zerusleis, vital on zerusleis, lona, the kubo vikidushin. So already the marsha asks, what's his business? Osal lona zerusleis. What's this? I'm sorry, tivono al harroyis. What kind of a bracha for Isser Gili Arroyos is there when you're dealing with Kiddushin, which are there to be matir chayi issues, not the opposite? So there are two tshuvas in the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer in the second tshuva says a very interesting explanation, a simple one. The Chassam Sofer says that Shekichon Mitzvot Tivono al Harroyos is really telling us Ashekichanu Mitzvah of Tzivonu al Hapnuyas. Just like Osavonu Tzarusos, we're also Osrim Pnuyas. Only why are we Osrim Pnuyas? Ramban Kumish. Shemo Yisrach Tzachesai. If Hapnuyas Muk, they never know who the father is. And if you don't know who the father is, Molor Zima. That's why the Terasir is Arroyas. That's why Terasir is Arroyas. And that's what, because there's shviach all the time, and that's why a penuya is awesome. So Asher Yitzron says, one of Al Haroyas really means the Yisr penuya is what is navy liday Yisr erva. There's a second shiur of the Sam Sefer, which becomes a Baal Dikduk, a Baal Loshen, and he says, Asher Yitzron says, one of Al Haroyas does not mean, what is the English translation? Incestuous relationships, forbidden connections, who knows why. But Ashokichon Mitzvah Tzivon al Haroyes, he says, the word Erevo comes from the Sherish Mem Ayin Reish, which I don't recognize. But he says, Mem Ayin, you know, probably different here, maybe they do. Mem Ayin Reish, he says, is Loshin Kiruv Bosa. That's why her aura is distinct from Gemara Bia. Her aura, he says, means kiru bosar, divu bosar. So I should get shown, he says, it's one of al haroyas, it's the venishloilam regulated kiru bosar, osa one of sarusais, vita one of sarusais one. There's nothing to do with an Arab at all. It's got to do with kiru bosar. Once you have a Psalm Sefer, I would go just a step in a different direction. Mem Ayin Reish, I don't recognize. But Ayin Reish Hey, I do recognize. It's the Sheirish, it's the Blind Pays, and it's the poor, Boshin Irui. And I would have said, I should get shown that it says that one of Allah Reis means ejaculation. Boshin Irui. The Rabbeinu Shalom has regulated sexual activity. I am not sure that the Briskerov said it in this context, but on the basis of the Briskerov, I think that the Loshin is really very, very simple. There's a Gemara. The Gemara in Kedushin says as follows. The Gemara says that Kedushin is Gimel Amid Aleph. Kol Sheni Zei Petit Gim, the Kedush Lo Yilei Yisi Gimayim. Omer Abasi, Omer Yudu, the Kol Shlo Yilom Yisi Midor Amavol. The Eni Yudeya Petit Gim Kedushin, who messes with these things, he is worse for the generation or for the people than the Dor HaMavol. Shnemar, with regard to the Dor HaMavol, it says, that what's the terrible thing of all these people who are any day of the Gitin Kedushin? They're melding benin minashay chavreyin, as they end up with Hilu Avroyos. And what happens? Al Kain, Teichel Oretz, Humocho Yeshu, Abachayas, the Sod of Eifashamayim, the Gam, the Gei Hayom, Yeosufu. That's for Gili Arroyas. But, Dor Hamabul, the Nitzuk Zeira Allah, Dogim Shinema, Mikosher, Becherov, and Mesu. But not the Dogim Shabiyam, so Dor Hamabul, Dogim Shabiyam, are punished. But, Gili Arroyas, even Dogim Shabiyam get punished. So, everybody asks the Kasha, what do you mean? Dor HaMabul had Gili Arroyos also. And if the Einish for Gili Arroyos is on the Dogim Shabiyam, then the Dor HaMabul, Dogim Shabiyam should also be Nana. So, I don't know if the Briskerov said on that of course there's Gili Arroyos and Dor HaMabul. But the only Arroyos of the Dor HaMabul were Gili Arroyos that came as a result of consanguinity. Degrees of relationship, blood relatives. We have two kinds of arayos. Achis ishtoi is not his sister-in-law. It's not. Not a blood sister-in-law. It's achis ishtoi. How do you get an achis ishtoi? You can't have an achis ishtoi until you have a wife. If you're not married, you can't have an achis ishtoi. Before Matan Torah, there was no achis ishtoi.
You said, I think, also that's Rambam's
Kasha. On Yankov Avinu, a kind of culture. Kulav, he marries two sisters. The answer was he didn't marry two sisters. He wasn't married. There can't be Kiddushin before Matan Torah. Kiddushin was invented at Har Sinai. There was no Kiddushin before. There's a Bula's Baal. There's no Kiddushin. So you can't have any of our royals that come from Kiddushin. Now, whether he said it on Nusach HaBrocha or not, I don't know, but it's obvious. That's the Brocha. She gets shown to say it's one of all our royals. Which are royals? The arroyos that come ayidei kiddushin. Of course, it's our mabul had arroyos, but not arroyos that come ayidei kiddushin. So the gehayon weren't nanach, and any day of the keeping the kiddushin can lead me to not only consanguinity but also to give arroyos that are all tolui on the basis of kiddushin. Without kiddushin, there can't be such give arroyos. That's the nusach habarov. Okay, one or two other little points before we just. Bulag Baal. A Ben Noyak on Nishis Ishu Yisrael's Nen Nash for Ishis Ish. Bulag Baal is just as bad. It's, there is, and when the technicalities, again, verse 3, a Ben Noyak, who's Boil and Nishis Ishu Yisraelis, he's over on Leisino. But if he's married, if he's Boil, Eishes Panayach Averi, Bulat Balt Averi, then he's only over on the Dovat Ishtoi Veloi Beishes Averi. Gets Misa anyway, because that's enough to Machayev Misa for Ben Nayak. But it's less severe than an Eishes Ish, which comes from a lot. This comes from an Asay. The Einish may be Misa anyway, but it's less Chomer. I don't really know. But that's also in the Sroth said that also. Now, a couple of other minor points. And one point I shouldn't forget, if you find it necessary to translate Birkas Erusin into English or Birkas Nisuin into English, two things to remember. One, not to translate the Shem Malchus. Blessed art thou, King of the universe, will do nicely, because the Shemus and Laz are Shemus. They are the whole source of doing this. It's not for now, but you can make a Baruch in English like a few. I mean, for certain somebody can't read, can make a Baruch in English. The question is how to translate the words, the Shemus. No, that's a separate parsha. But and the Shemus and Laz are Shemus, and this is what we see. So he can't repeat the Baruch a second time. He can't repeat the Baruch of Hashem again and Malachi Elam a second time. So he can't repeat a second time in the English either. So if you have to translate, King of the Universe is good enough. That's number one.
Wouldn't that be a kinui, which is what such a camel parsham?
Again, with Leisiso and Kinui, Malka di Almo, you can say that's Mutter. Whether the English God is tantamount to Hashem Etzem and hence is also for everybody is presumably the case. That's tantamount to the Shem Havaya and it's Shem Mamish. And the Shem Elikim, I don't quite know what Lord is. Elikim is Hashem. I don't know that Lord is Hashem, but what difference does it make? God is bad enough. So the police still repeat the second time. They got the wrong translation. Usually translate the King God and the Shem and Shem Havaya Lord. It's a mistranslation. If anything, you should be translating the other way. But I'm not interested in the translation right now. The Nafkamin is if somebody is making a broch in English. Now Rav Henkin in one place says that you should say Havaya. He tells me to teach his kids. You shouldn't translate Hashem God, you tell the kid to say Havaya. That's Baruch Atah Hashem, or in English, Blessed Art Thou, Havaya. Whatever. You know, art school has Hashem, whatever. But, you know, the proper Nusach HaBrochit for somebody who is making a broch in English is Blessed Art Thou, God, our Lord, King of the Universe, who creates the fruit of the earth, or whatever broch you're making. That's how the bracha should be made. That's my nafkamin. If you're translating him through the Havaya in the wrong place, or you're through God in the wrong place, you also have a bracha. So if you have to translate without Hashem and Malchus, more Malchus of the Alma is good enough. You know, King of the Universe, that's for all Sveikas. Now, that's number one. Number two, you've got a problem with the Hesek also. And therefore, you shouldn't translate English until somebody was studying from the Kodesh Shel Erusin, which leads to the next Shaila. No, team of the Kodesh Shel Erusin. Now, you have here in the materials the Pnei Yeshua, and you probably have more than the Pnei Yeshua also. I think there's a piece from Maria, Chaim, etc., etc. But it's a Pnei Yeshua, it's not for Chaim. The Pnei Yeshua, the Kuntras Akron, talks about the very free outgoffin of the Birkas Erusin. We have a principle. That a Birkas Haneni, you can't be made to somebody else unless you're Nene yourself. Birkas HaMitzvahs, you can be made to other people, at least under some circumstances. And a Birkas Hidoi, you can be made to other people. So there's no problem with being made to somebody else with Kiddush, for example. I'm talking about Kiddush for Friday night, particularly when that person can't make the broch himself. He makes the broch himself. The Chatzil is supposed to do it himself. The person doesn't know any of it. He doesn't know the Nusach, so you can make him even with Chatzilah. That's within a Barbus. Kiddush Shel Yom, you can't. That's at least, there's a Svarah, so you can't. Everybody quotes the Tziv, who says the opposite of Maskona. But Kiddush Rabbah is Loshen Sagi Noah. What's Kiddush Rabbah? It's Big Kiddush. What's the Big Kiddush? The Shomer of Nei Svarah is not Kiddush. That's Tamazog, Azogah. It's not anything to do with Kiddush. The Kiddush is Bari Priyat Gofen, that's why he called it Kiddush Rabbah. It's Loshen Tzvah, you know, that's the opposite. And he sees Svorah, he doesn't hold by that halacha, but the others hold by that halacha. It's on the Chazal were misakin, that I got to drink wine, and they said I drink wine before I eat, and that's what they call kiddush. That's all it is, and it's no big kiddush either. Or kiddush Ramban, you need wine to shalosh shudas too. Only they didn't create an issur to eat before the wine to shalosh shudas because you already had the matir of the sudar rishon. You eat all day long. What something's going to be also to eat. But for the Rambam, it's no more than a din in Suda Shabbos, a lot back to the Suda Shneel. So for other Rishonim, there's no chiyuv yayin at Suda Shlishis. So they were mechayiv yayin, that's a din of Kovet Shabbos. You're mechayiv zaynig, you're mechayiv b'maychul b'mishta, and they said mishta mamish, boss of a dogim, b'chol minim atamim, and yayin. That was part of the kibbutz, the Kovet zaynig. So they were mechayiv drinking wine, but it's birchas nene. I got to drink because I like to drink. They wanted me to be nene. That's the idea, to drink. So I can't be mixed with somebody else unless I'm telling myself. Now the shalat becomes, and what about the very priagof and a kiddush alayla? The kiddush alayla, the birchas hayzah. It's a chazal mechayiv al yayin. And once the mechayiv al yayin, they say you have to drink it. And once you're drinking it, you have to make a very priagof also. So these very pre-Hagofen, so it's a suffix in the Gemara. The Maskon Halach is that since the Kais is there because of the Tiv Roche, see, we might see with that very pre-Hagofen also, it's not Ikar at Birchas Hananin, it's Ikar kind of a topo to the Birchas Roche of Mekadosh HaShavos Vekulei, see, we might see somebody else. Now the question is, and what about the Birchas Gof that Birchas Erisin or Birchas Nesuin? Again, in the package, somebody there was machmer that the person making the Sheva Brachas should drink the Birchas, the taste of the Birchas Nesuin himself also. I don't know who that is, nor do I know the reason, because everybody holds the Birchas Nesuin with all our place. You have to have a kiddush for Birchas Nesuin, wherever they're inside, all a kiddush. It's like kiddush Shel Shabbos. I don't want a kiddush. I don't understand. Now, I don't know the source for this. They're not the Rechayim, the Bnei Yeshua. They were only on the Birchas Erisin. Because there is a machlok, so Shaila is Erisin toin kiddush, Erisin not toin kiddush. If Erisin is not toin a kiddush, so Birchas Hanani is a plain, simple, ordinary garden variety Birchas Hanani, and I can't be mitzi b'chosnu the Birchas Hanani unless I'm telling myself. So the Bnei Yeshua of Rukhaim say that the Mesadra Kedushin should be taken from the Kedush Shel Erisin, which doesn't mean that he's got to take a guzzle out of the Kedush. He can let a drop spill on his thumb and lick his thumb unobtrusively. It's also, that's enough for the Birchas Hanani. Birchas Hanani doesn't have a fear. Okay? I think that more or less. Yeah?
It is going to try to add that. I don't know if it's correct, but we learned that in Tamila. When we started on the coast, we give it to the baby.
The definitely sheep is a wool that's not going to place at all, then your minig is nothing. When you like wine, you miss it from minig. But if you hold the eager idea if your face is for the sheep is, I mean, you have to understand this, the same issue with him, you know, it's our kings at the end. There's nothing good about that. As far as Rav Chaim was concerned, he's got the one principle in risk here, risk on all this. They're not going to be makriya, makhlekes rishonim, you don't have to. And our makhlekes rishonim, if you have to be makriya, say makriya. Yeah, but it was innate and not to be makriya, so you avoid it. On Yom Kippur, I presume, Rav Chaim was made the very priagof and also. That's because he has no etzim. But the chuppah, he has an etzim, so he has to be makris himself into machlokes rishonim for no good reason. So, you're telling yourself. Yeah. In fact, the Ebrad Dina probably doesn't. There's an afro on there. Okay?